time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms presents the 2024 annual female production sale Saturday, October 19th at Blackjack Farms near Seminole, Oklahoma. Featuring 85 Angus and Simmental Simangus lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at side. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Livestock Risk Protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, taking a look at the latest Oklahoma drought monitor right now. Exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged from the calendar year. Extreme drought or worse conditions have increased to 23.41%, up from 11.5% last week. Severe drought now at 45.29%, also up from last week's 37.39%. Moderate drought has increased to 70.27%, up from last week's 61.31%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions also increased 84.44%, up from the 77.18% that we saw last week. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, the entire western corridor of Oklahoma leaning below a 33 to 40% chance of rain through October the 19th. Rest of the state around a 40 to 50% chance of rain, except for just a sliver of the southeast Oklahoma area, which is leaning below a 50 to 60% chance of rain through that October 19th date. Well, fueled by another outstanding performance from Mexico, August exports of U.S. pork increased year over year, according to the latest data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports were below year levels in August. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has all the details in this report for us.
Exports were down slightly, almost 103,000 metric tons, down 6%. Value is down just slightly, $846 million. But, you know, we continue to see these headwinds, economic headwinds, as well as exchange rate headwinds in Asia. But that being said, Taiwan had a very good month, saw significant growth there. We regained full market share of U.S. beef into Colombia. We had had restrictions in several states there for the last several months due to H5N1, and happy to report that that is now back to full access. And now that we have full access back, we're fast on the track of recovering that lost share down into Colombia, which amounts to about a $40 million market annually.
Hallstrom said pork has increased year over year.
Up about 6%, 239,000 metric tons. Once again, led by Mexico on a record pace year to date. Central America as well continues to see significant growth, up 31%, a little over 11,000 tons in the month of August. So segueing into Asia, Malaysia, record value and volume into Malaysia the last month, and back to South America, Colombia had a record in value. And really, if you look at South America as a whole, very, very strong month for U.S. pork exports. With the August numbers being continued strong, you look forward to the fourth quarter of the year, and we're forecasting records on volume and value on the pork side globally. With the fourth quarter being our largest export volume season of the year, we should set records in both areas for pork.
Once again, that's USMEF's Dan Hallstrom. A detailed summary of the January through August export results for U.S. beef, pork, and lamb are all available at the USMEF website. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions. If you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.